For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. President Joe Biden is not happy with the Supreme Court ruling involving former President Donald Trump and immunity.
This nation was founded on the principle that there are no kings in America. Each of us is equal before the law. No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
Responding to this on Fox and Friends, Katie Pavlich of Town Hall said this is the same president that, when referring to his ongoing student loan relief effort, says things like this.
The Supreme Court blocked us, but that didn't stop us.
Still, liberal media personalities are angry. Here's a montage of Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid, Van Jones, and Nicole Wallace.
This is a ruling that says that as long as you can construe it as an official or quasi-official act, you can do absolutely anything and never be held accountable, not only while you are president, but forever.
They've declared the president and former presidents to be kings, but they've also declared themselves the hand of the king.
It's almost like a license to thug, in a way. Like, you can do whatever you want, and the Supreme Court is probably going to let you get away with it.
So something that the justices actually wrote down and put in writing, which is that we do now have a king.
Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett says people need to calm down.
Yeah, I mean, the mass hysteria among the liberal media and Democrats is really quite overwrought. This was a common sense, well-reasoned opinion. It was quite obvious and predictable. The Supreme Court did exactly what I said they'd do months ago.
For more on the Supreme Court immunity ruling, visit AFN.net. Hurricane Beryl has become the earliest Category 5 hurricane in history, decimating islands across the southeastern Caribbean and leaving at least two people dead. Fox Weather's Adam Klotz has more on the storm.
Typically, we see our second big storm of the year, more like July 17th. So we're way early, and this one is massive, the biggest we've seen ever when you talk about this early in this size of a storm. It grew really big, really defined eyewall winds at 165 miles an hour. Really an unheard of storm this early in the season. We've seen it grow pretty quickly from 130 mile an hour winds back on Sunday afternoon up to 165. It continues to overperform. Forecast models not necessarily grasping just how strong of a storm this would ultimately become. By Wednesday, over the course of the day, slowing down just a little bit, winds at 140 miles an hour, still a Category 4 hurricane.
A hurricane warning is now in effect in Jamaica. North Korea says it has test-fired a new tactical ballistic missile capable of carrying a super-large warhead, a claim quickly disputed by South Korean officials and experts who speculate the North likely fabricated a successful test to conceal a botched launch. It is the second time that South Korea has questioned the North's claim on the development of new weapons in recent days, as the rivals are locked in heightened animosities over North Korea's testing activities. A report reveals how gang violence in Haiti has devastated children's lives. Here's Fox's Jonathan Savage.
More than 300,000 children have been forced from their homes in Haiti this year. Kids make up the majority of people displaced by the country's eruption of violence. A series of coordinated attacks on government infrastructure forced Prime Minister Ariel Henry's resignation in April. International efforts to restore order continue, but gangs now control at least 80% of Haiti's capital. We're told many kids live in makeshift shelters, lacking access to food and healthcare.
In final news, it's getting hotter out there, so drink lots of water. Just don't drink too much. Fox's Anna Eliopoulos explains.
Emergency physician and clinical associate Dr. Liana Wen says the 8x8 rule, which is 8 8-ounce glasses of water each day, is a good rule of thumb when trying to determine how much to drink. To answer the age-old question of can a person drink too much water, the doctor says they can. She says the CDC advises a person shouldn't drink more than 48 ounces of water or other fluids in 1 hour. When faced with the choice of water, an electrolyte drink, an iced coffee, or alcohol, Wen explains that water is the best choice of all.
Find more news on AFN.net.